Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll to establish a quorum?
Hello.
Yes.
This is Sam Agarwal. Please leave a brief message with your telephone number.
Okay. Can you all hear me? This is Janet. Can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to call the roll or try. Aaron KPFK.
Here.
Present. Alexander KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bethune KPFT.
Here.
Present. Jim Brown, WPSW, asked for an excused absence. Cass Nave, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Edwards Tiekert, KPFA. Edwards Tiekert, can't hear you. Fuentes, KPFA. Fuentes? Can't hear you. Goodman, sorry. All right. Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Coburn, KPFA is present. Norman, WPSW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Wangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Not yet.
Patel Adams, KPFT.
I'm in attendance.
Present. Pinchback, WPSW.
Here.
Present. Roberts, WBAI. Roberts? Can't hear you. Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Temba Shibanda, Uhura Radio Affiliate. Let me just mention that Javon Gaman changed his name. So, Shibanda?
Cool.
Present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, thank you. This is Tony Norman, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. We're formally convening a regular board meeting, September the 1st, 2016. We have one excused absence. Was there any other excused absences?
Sorry, no, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, is there any objection to excusing Jim Brown? Okay, without objection, can we get our timekeepers? We have volunteers.
Edwards Tiekert, leave your name and your phone number, even if you think I read.
Adriana, I will time the speakers.
Okay, 90 seconds per speaker. Any volunteers for the issue?
This is Bill. I'll do it again if you want.
Okay. And thank you. Thank you. I hope our timekeepers can really – I'll try to announce how much time we have on each item, and we want to really stay on top of the time. Okay. Can we get a motion to approve the agenda?
4347458.
So move.
There a second?
Thanks back second.
Okay. Do we have debate or discussion?
I'm sorry. Who seconded?
Pinchback.
Pinchback.
Thank you.
Ron.
Yes.
If we have debate or discussion on the agenda.
Point of order.
Yes.
Mr. Chair. I'm confused. I thought this was a continuation meeting. This is not a continuation meeting?
No, this is our regular meeting. We had the continuation meeting.
Okay, I just got confused. No worries. Thank you.
Okay.
Bill Crozier for the stack.
Yes.
And Janet to the stack.
Yeah, Bill Crozier, then Janet.
Okay, thank you.
Bill?
Okay, well, first I'd just like to, again, protest that the PNB is not properly constituted, and since some proposals or suggestions have been made about an LMA for New York, for WBAI, it's really inappropriate for us to be considering that without proper representation from WBAI. And regarding the agenda, 15 minutes for the CFO report is clearly not enough if we're going to actually have time to talk about any possible actions that might be needed on our finances. So I move that we amend the CFO report time to 1 hour.
1 hour?
Yes. It's the most important issue we have to deal with, the finances, and it's much more important than the other things on the agenda.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay, we'll take discussions on this amendment, two in favor, two against. Do you want to motivate your motion, Bill?
Well, yes, thank you. Well, our CFO has given us a number of recommendations before the last meeting, actually before the last several meetings, and again, some more updates for the meeting today. And we need time to talk about these. We're facing some really serious financial problems, as all of you know, and our members want us to deal with these, and we can't do it if we're hurried and rushed and just have to gloss over them and not make any suggestions. And we still have yet to see even any plans for financial recovery from any of our stations, and much less how we're going to get our 2014 audit finally paid for and the 2015 audit started and our insurance restored and all of our many other problems that we need to deal with. So we need more time for that.
Nancy Sorden, question?
Yes, what's your question?
Are we going to be dealing with any of these points in closed session tonight? That we, you know, we won't need that much time in open session?
The closed session is going to be a continuation meeting that we didn't finish at the last closed session from last week.
And does that have CFO items on it?
I believe we still had some CFO items on it, yeah.
Okay, so Nancy,
Only related to closed session items.
And could I clarify this, Bill, again?
Briefly, Bill, what is it you wish to clarify?
Well, I obviously wanted to discuss we need the time in the open session for the open session version, the public version of the CFO report and amendment and addendum, executive session version.
This amendment, there's that.
Nancy Sorden.
You're speaking in favor or against it?
Against.
Okay, Nancy.
I just think that if we need it, we can always extend time. You know, we can, it'll be obvious that we need more time, and we can all just ask for an extension and hopefully not go through a vote on it.
Okay, anyone else for the stack?
This is Margie. I'm concerned because we, I'm sorry, may I speak, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm concerned because we seem to not make it through these conversations sort of on a regular basis, and I agree with Bill that I think we're facing some very dire situations, and I know that some of those issues will need to be discussed in closed session, but I think that we should have as broad and as comprehensive a discussion in open session as we can. And if we finish early, if it doesn't take a whole hour, then it doesn't take a whole hour, but and we can do something else. But I think it's important that we allow ourselves enough time to actually deal with it instead of wasting time on constant votes to extend.
Good point.
Adriana?
Adriana, yes.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I personally believe that it's true that we need to discuss our financial situation, but what I see is that we just keep repeating the same issues. In the meantime, that we don't have even the financial information that we need to make decisions. It's just talking about issues. I agree that we need to hear the report, and we know that we have an executive session. We have really a lot of important things that we need to define before making some of these decisions that we are supposed to be making. Thank you.
So you were against the amendment?
Yes,
sir.
Okay, anyone else? One other person for it? Any other discussion?
This is Jonathan KPFK to speak for it.
Yes.
Just what Marty said, essentially, if we don't use up the time, we can do something else. But this will probably save us at least half an hour just voting on whether or not to extend for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 8 minutes. We could just do this, get it out of the way, and next meeting we may not have this problem at all. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to the vote on amending.
Can I propose an amendment? Nancy Sorden? Can I propose an amendment?
I'm afraid we can't because you'll have to go in the stack, and we've already had our 2-4 and 2 against.
Point of order?
What's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, I think that an amendment is always, before a vote, an amendment is always available or possible to do. Now it's a new rule?
No, it's not a new rule. It's our standard rule. We hear an agenda, we hear 2 in favor, and we hear 2 against. And we've heard that, and we have to go to the vote. Now, if you want to vote it down and another time, then that's our standard procedure. We've already.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but the member is offering an amendment. It's not offering a discussion.
But Adriana, the person doesn't have the floor. You can only make an amendment when you have the floor. And we have the floor. She had the floor. She was the first person to speak. That was the appropriate time. And under our rules, we have 2 people in for and 2 people against. That's what our rules are. Now, if you want to discuss it in amendment, I suggest you vote it down, and then we can come back with another amendment to change the time period. But that's what our rules are. Okay? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I challenge the decision of the chair.
Okay, there's been a challenge to the decision of the chair. Is there a second? Okay, there's no second. So we'll go to a vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the amending this agenda?
Yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
No.
No. Casnays?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Is Edward Speaker on the call? Fuentes?
No.
I'm sorry, who's that?
That was Novick saying that Edward Speaker is not on the call.
Okay, you weren't voting. Right.
I was not voting.
And Fuentes, is Fuentes on the call?
Not.
Okay. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza? Is Nwangaza on the call? Can't hear you. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts? Can't hear you. Sorden?
No.
No. Shibanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 5 yes, 8 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this fails.
Okay, The next person we had on the stack speaks to the agenda was Janet.
Yes. So I moved that we, I noticed a motion before the meeting to call a special open PNB meeting on WBAI, about WBAI, for September 22nd, beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And so I want to add that to the agenda after the IED report for 5 minutes.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any discussion on this amendment, or is there a motivation? You want to do a motivation on this amendment?
Yes. Sorry. Right. I mean, we've had... I'm sorry. There are many issues around the WBAI situation that have come up in our meetings numerous times over the last several years. There are rumors about selling the station, and they must be dispelled. But there are other ideas that have come up piecemeal. So we need to have a dedicated, focused discussion about WBAI to inform any decisions we make. So that's why we should have a special meeting, not just an agenda item.
Is there a stack to discuss this amendment?
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Yes, Jan.
I'm in favor of this idea, and I would propose an amendment to it that we invite as guests all of the both the people who were elected by both times from UBAI to be on that call. In other words,
Jan, can you hear me? You can do that when we get to the item. All we're doing is amending the agenda now.
Okay, so yes, never mind. I'm in favor of it.
Okay, anyone else want to speak to this item? This amendment.
This is good. Is there a time limit?
This is Pinchback. Quick question.
5 minutes. It's 5 minutes.
Okay, Pinchback.
My question is, this is just a discussion to set up that meeting, not to discuss all the ins and outs of what's going on at BAI, because we certainly can't do that in 5 minutes. So I just want to be be clear about that. So this amendment is to put this on the agenda for a 5 minute discussion tonight to set up a future meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, that's all the discussion should be devoted to on the meeting. We're not going to get into the merits and the details of it. But the discussion should be limited to just the setting up of that meeting and at that time period.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else wish to discuss this amendment? Okay. No one else? Is there any objection to this amendment? Okay, we don't have any objections, so we'll amend the agenda to discuss that at the time period when we get after the executive director's report. Any further discussion on the agenda? Okay, if there's no further discussion on the agenda, is there any objection to adopting this agenda?
As amended.
As amended. Okay, if there's no objections to the agenda as amended, well, now the agenda is adopted.
Yahoo! Wow.
And we'll now go to the executive director's report. We have...
trying to get her on the line.
Okay, we have 15 minutes on this item.
Available now.
And hopefully...
Thank you.
Once the executive director give a report, we'll hear questions, and if there are any action items, hopefully we'll let everybody get a chance to ask the executive director a question before action items. Okay. Do we have the executive director?
Not yet. Can I ring a different number?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Maybe in the meantime that Michael is trying to communicate with the executive director, can we switch and talk about the next item, that is the motion on having an open meeting to discuss WBAI?
We can do
it
if there's no objection.
Please leave your name and number.
Is there any objection to moving to the amendment on the meeting? Since there's no objections on that item to meeting on the 22nd, is there an objection to discussing that?
Janet, may I just clarify?
What's clarifying? Yes.
Kind of point of order. We're not moving to an amendment. We're moving to an agenda item because the agenda item was added.
Yes, but she wants to discuss it now. So.
Right, but yeah, you had, maybe you didn't realize you had said amendment. Anyway.
Okay, then.
And it's a special open meeting.
Okay, and she's, Adriana made a request we discuss that now and get that out of the way, and I didn't hear any objection on that.
I can't quite tell if the ED's on the call now or not.
Okay, first of all, we'll now discuss this item about amending the September the special meeting.
I'm sorry. Mr. Chair, I withdraw. If the executive director is there, we don't need to.
Is the executive director on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. We'll go to the executive director's report.
Oh, what happened? I thought you were discussing the motion at the meeting. Okay. I'm driving, so I can't read my report. But anyway, okay. I can do it. Okay, so I have four items. One is that in view of what I read in the auditor's draft about our total real assets, but of course it was a depreciation, it factored in depreciation, so it was conspicuously low compared to what I believe to be our real assets, and that includes property and so forth. But anyway, so what I have done is, number one, I spoke to Mr. Krigler, our CPB, and our radio licenses and nonprofit status attorney. And so he said that we have not had those licenses appraised other than guessing by virtue of offers that have been made to us. Now, we're not contemplating any, I just want to preface this entire conversation, we're not contemplating the dissolution of any licenses or any of the property. But we need to know what the values are just in order to have a conversation with financial institutions because of the anemic projection of our audit report. We cannot go in with any credibility to get a credit line or a mortgage, which I've been tasked with to look at mortgages, without knowing what the value of our properties are. So I spoke to a listener member here at KPFK who happens to be a property appraiser, and so he can make some referrals to the other signal areas as well. And then the other thing that I asked about, given some of the conversation that has taken place in some of the media and so forth, is business appraisals relative to, for example, our archive department. So, and again, not in view, I would be completely opposed, actually, to transferring the archive anywhere. But we need to know the real value of things. For example, when KPSK had a meeting with some major donors this weekend on Saturday, last Saturday, and the person who underwrote the luncheon was with a CPA firm, and they handle 1,000 radio stations. And, you know, he happened to reminisce that when their firm was down the street from KPFK, he had these vivid memories of all of these television cameras and trucks all over the place, all completely around the block, because the Patty Hearst tapes were being dropped off. You know, and then everybody starts, you know, remembering the value and everything having to do with the archives. But the other important issue that he made, I thought it was a really important point. This has to do with fundraising, because it has to do with how we evaluate our listeners and how we increase listenership. But he said the key question to ask, because you can talk about demographics and attracting young people and so forth, but the key question to ask of your existing listeners is, what was it that made them tune in to your particular station in the first place? Because that's universal. That goes on regardless of the age of the person or anything else. Whatever rings true to one generation, the uniqueness, whatever it is going to resonate anyway to a new demographic. The messaging might change in the way that you outreach, but that basic cognizance comes from somewhere. And so it's really important. And each of our stations are slightly different, of course, even though we all have the same mission. So I thought that was an important takeaway. The other issue, an update, like on the mailer, the high-profile person that will be signing the letter, that I hope will be signing the letter, was away for 2 weeks, so he shipped it back by Tuesday. And then we should be ready to go. Everything else is there. Let me see. Then the last thing that I think is elections. Again, this is a legal debt that we have. We are legally bound to hold these elections and pay for them, of course, is that we need to pay a true ballot, as we have been notified by the NES about a month ago, by September 15th, the $15,000, and also pay the NES driving what we owe her, which is $5,410. She did, the original amount was $7,260, and she had received $1,850 from the national office, so we still owe $5,410. I recommend that we pay that in that. The end of my report.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Adrian.
Janet. Margie.
I heard Bill. Adrian, Janet, Margie, and Bill. Yes.
I'm sorry. Give me a second. Let Janet, can you go? And I'm sorry.
May I?
Yes, Janet.
Chair? Okay, but first I have a question about asking questions and then also making any motions. So
we're trying to get all the questions out of the way first, like I announced, and then we'll get to action.
Okay. So my question, and then, you know, when I'd like to be on the stack for an a motion, is does... what about the LEA, the local election supervisors, paying them? Can you give us some information about that?
No, I haven't heard anything new about that. I think if they're not being paid, I think I would know by now. But as far as I know, they're being paid. I have personally not received any complaints.
Okay. Adriana, and then to get to everybody's question, hopefully the response can be about the same as about 90 seconds when you respond. Adriana?
First, a point of information. Michael, did you receive my text?
Michael's not
responding. Michael. I received.
Okay.
No, the answer is no. I can't look at text while I'm on the phone and on the screen and looking at the loop. board.
Okay, Michael, Jim is asking, send me a text. He cannot communicate. He's asking you to call, and that's why I send you the number.
Who?
Jim Brown.
Said he wasn't on the call.
Okay, he asked for an excused absence. We gave it to him. I didn't call him back. I'll call him.
Okay, Adriana? Adriana, you had a question. Adriana, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm sorry, but I couldn't unmute. Yeah, I have a question that is, no, that's okay. I have an action item, and I want to finish the Q&A. I want to make my move. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. Margie.
Communications.
Yeah.
Leave a message for Jim Brown or for Mind Talk,
Jim,
and we'll call you back.
So some time ago, Lydia, we passed a motion at the PMB asking the stations all to do cash flow analyses that we could consider. And I'm wondering where what's going on with that, because I don't think, at least I'll only speak for myself, I haven't seen any.
Yep, haven't seen any. Well, there are efforts at all the stations. I can renew that effort to get something in writing from everyone, and that's what you can do.
Okay.
Leave a message.
I promise to call you back soon.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, thanks. Well, first, I was going to ask the same thing Margie did, except I guess I'd be a little more insistent that, Lydia, please, you need to get them, especially from WBII and WPFW. They were supposed to provide these back in April, and it's really critical that there has to be some sort of plan for financial recovery, and so that we know how they're going to pay their bills. And all the stations need it. I believe that was the motion that Margie referred to. So can you give us a time when you'll make sure the GMs can get this done?
I don't know. I'll have to ask them. I can tell you that every Wednesday they all regale me with some of the things that they're doing, which is mostly approaching major donors, extending fund drives. All of this, of course, none of it compensates for not having our CPB money. There's just no two ways about that. So... So all of it is going to fall short of what we need. There's no question in my mind, which is why we are going to, which the board already knows very clearly. There are only so many things you can do, right?
Well we know all that. What we need is a
Bill,
plan.
Bill, I'm speaking. You asked the plan. You asked. I'm speaking. You can cut staff. You can, and we've already informed the board that there are three stations trying to negotiate and renegotiate contracts and or dealing with the bargaining units in order to do that. That reduces cost, obviously. And then there is the potential for growth. So if you, I will, of course, ask them to give me the specific programs they plan to shuffle around and or in-person events, and extending the fund drive. As I said, all of it will fall short of what the reliant aspect of our budgets have been, which is CPB. And so I think until the stations can also know when we can expect that and on what timetable we expect to finish the next audit so as to produce the two audits necessary to trigger the CPB restoration just to be in their good graces again, as it were, I think you're going to have to consider contingencies, and that will be a board option. There's probably a limit to what the stations individually can do beyond approaching major donors, increasing events, increasing their fund drive and decreasing expenses most of which, the largest part of which is staffing, which at most of our stations, except for yours, Bill, are contingent on the bargaining unit. So I will ask them to put that in writing. But those are the elements. They've all been discussed. But if you want the specifics of which events, which fund drive dates, et cetera, and the projections of those fund drives, I'm happy to do that.
Well, the question I had was, will you and get the GMs to produce some written plans, and when will they be due? Because we know all this, and we understand the issues and problems, but we're not seeing any plans. And we can't wait for the CPB funding to come up with a plan. We need plans over the next several weeks and coming months in order to pay payroll and other critical expenses.
Of course. I articulated that for you. I can give them a date. I can give them a date.
Please do. Thank you.
And I'm just saying that's what it will entail.
Can you tell us what the date might be? I mean, I hope it's soon.
Yes. I mean, I can give it to them for the 22nd.
Good.
Okay. Thank you. And also, do you know when the Lynn Serpy will be paid?
Point of order.
Because I haven't had my time yet.
And go back and forth.
90 seconds. That's exactly what I'm proposing, is that she be paid.
Okay.
When was the question?
Okay.
Yeah, that's my question.
Point of order.
Okay. Yes, Serene. What's your point of order?
Please. Each member gets 90 seconds, and they don't go back and forth four times.
Okay. I spoke for a lot less than that.
That's absolutely correct, but we'll have to
have
a timekeeper keep on top of this with our time period. Adriana, what was your point of order?
Mr. Chair, can you remind members that they don't have the floor? Can you give them the floor?
Okay, you shouldn't speak until you're recognized. But once again, we will ask our timekeeper to do keep to the 90 seconds, and the responses hopefully can stay within the 90 seconds also. Next person is
Pinchback. Did us that?
Yes, Pinchback.
Oh, and we're out of time. Excuse me.
We're out of time unless there's a motion to extend.
So move.
For how long?
How many people want to ask questions?
5 minutes.
We also got to deal with the action item.
Okay, so. 10 minutes. I move to extend for 10 minutes.
There's been a motion been made to move for 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending this issue for 10 minutes? Okay, without objection, we'll now go to Pinchback.
Hello, Lydia.
Hi,
Ron. I'm going to bring up this issue of underwriting again. Has an underwriting task force been established? As far as you know, have you been in any discussions with any group or, you know, a team or advisors about the underwriting issue?
No. The underwriting issue was never brought globally. It was brought in respect to the affiliate program, which had very specific questions that had to be dealt with. As I have referred repeatedly, that before we have a discussion, if we plan to reopen that again, people should review, and you just have to Google it, John Krigler on underwriting, and review that PowerPoint presentation. And if the board believes that adding staff in order to, to keep on top of that, then that's their prerogative. But it's a very succinct, very explicit, and very important read in terms of the underwriting. This is beyond however you might feel philosophical. This is just the nuts and bolts and our capability to oversee the nuts and bolts of the things we would have to be aware of if we go into any kind of underwriting. And so that's where we have left this. And it's up to the board if they want to have a task force to look into all of the other areas. And then the sister element to that is if we do underwriting on the website, and that's different. That what covers that is the IRS, and what they've done is mirror what John Craver laid out in terms of what we would have to do if we have underwriting on it.
Okay.
Nancy Sorensen, tax?
Yes, Nancy.
I'd like to move that we...
Nancy, I'll put you on the stack for action items. You have two people in front of you, but this is for you.
Okay.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana. Before you ask another, this is on your action item, or you have another question?
I have a question.
Well, let me deal with those who haven't spoken if they have another question, because you've asked one before. Is there anyone else who have a question or want to ask? I'm sorry?
I didn't ask any questions, sir.
Oh, I thought you were the first one on the stack. Okay, what's your question, Adriana?
Yes. Lydia, do you have any cooperation from the general managers? Are they explaining to you why the money is not being... they are not paying, if they have the money in their accounts, but they are not paying the central service and the PRI. And the second one is, do we know, I don't know if we can talk about this in executive, in open session, but do we know if KPFA and PFW, did they start already conversations with the unions?
Yes, both have started conversations. And in terms of the banks, I don't have access to all of them, but they all feel that they're stressed out in terms of finances. Everybody's adding, but you know, you have to look at the real balances and make the board needs to make a determination if we can have some catch up with their central services and or advance in order to make some of the legal obligations paid.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no other questions, we're going to go to those who are on the stack for action items. We had Janet, Adriana, and Nancy. Okay, Janet.
Yes, so I move to untable the motion that was tabled on August 4th regarding the second election payment for the 2016 election, and then I also have an amendment for that. So first, I move to untable it, and if my understanding, if that goes through, then it's taken up immediately.
Okay. Is there a second to take this item off the table?
Second.
Is there any objection to taking this item off the table? And Janet, could you resend the item to the board to refresh their memory so we'll know what we're talking about, exactly the language?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Sorry.
But there's no objection to take this item on the table, but could you briefly describe what it is and then resend it out so everybody will know what we're dealing with?
Well, okay. I think I found it. No, I didn't. So it's to pay the $15,000 that's owed to, or that's due on September 15th for election expenses, and I'm looking for what they are.
That's to True Ballot.
Right, it's to the vendor.
Yeah.
$15,000 to the vendor, and then that's it, basically it.
Adriana?
But first of all, let's get, you want to motivate this and tell us exactly, because we don't have it in writing, so we know what the language is moving, but you want to motivate it, Janet?
Well, yes, Lydia basically said, you know, we have to, the elections, the delegate elections are required by our bylaws legally, and in order to
make them happen. We have to pay for them, and we also have budgeted for them. And so this is a very high priority for the foundation to have these elections, and there's $15,000 that is due to the vendor by September 15th.
Okay, we're going to go and take a stack. I heard Adriana, but Janet, could you get that motion out to us when you find it?
Yes.
Okay, Adriana.
Tony. Tony, excuse me. This is a. I want to get on the stack for an action item also at the end of this. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. And Sam on the stack. Sam on the stack.
You want Sam? You're speaking to this item or?
No, I want to be on the stack to speak against this. Express my cash flow concerns, not against the motion itself.
Okay, we'll put you on the stack to speak about the motion, but I heard Adriana first.
Sure.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I want to amend that. That the $50,000.
Janet, point of order.
What's your point of order?
Have we taken it off the table yet?
Yes, I asked if there was an objection. There was no
objection. Oh, no objection. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. Janet?
Okay. My amendment is.
Adriana.
Okay. Yes, sir, but everybody keep talking. Okay. My amendment is that we pay the $15,000 that the ID asked the request to the KPFA manager to deposit the, to send a check for $15,000 to True Valor. By the September 15th, the date is there, but I think that I said already my amendment is to take it and use that as part of the payment, the part of the central service that they have to okay, they owe. Thank you.
Marty,
speak up.
Amendment.
Point of personal privilege, Janet.
What's your personal privilege?
I did not hear the end of what Adriana was saying. And I don't know if she sent it in writing, but...
Adriana, could you submit that in writing? Essentially, she's saying we should take the direct the $15,000 out of Berkeley because of the owe for the central service. I think that's what she said.
Exactly. I'm sending the amendment right now.
Okay, and then we're going to, well, I didn't hear a second, and then we'll take a stack. I heard, Margie, you're for the stack, I take it?
Yes.
Is there a second to that amendment?
This is Janet. I have to see it first before I...
Somewhere, if you can put me there also, Tony.
Okay, I'll put you out to Margie.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, what time on this item, the time extension?
Okay, does anyone want to extend time?
Janet?
Yes?
By 5 minutes.
Okay, we got a request to extend. Is there any objection to extend this for 5 minutes? The IET aspect of this agenda. Okay, without objection, we extend it for 5 minutes. Adriana, did you submit that amendment out in writing?
Yes, sir. I just send it.
Okay.
Paul doesn't have a second, right?
I'm waiting for a second.
Second, but third.
Soon second it. Okay, we'll go to the... While we're waiting on that to come in writing, we'll go to the stack. Yes, Margie.
Okay.
Well, and Janet,
What are you asking for? Janet, go on the stack?
For the stack for the... not all right. I can
I'm
go on the stack for this for either one.
Well, we'll put you after the CFO.
Well, no, for this one for
this is the amendment. Janet, that's the stack I'm taking. I have Margie, the CFO, and we'll put you.
Okay.
After.
Okay,
Margie.
Okay, thank you. I think that the problem with this motion is that it doesn't comprehend the seriousness of the situation. I think the CFO's report made it pretty clear. If we take $15,000 from KCFA to pay this bill for September 15th, KPFA will not be able to pay essential services. KPFA is the only station at this point that is contemplating paying essential services. Since we voted to excuse KPFK from central services for 2 months. And without KPFA central services, the national office will not be able to make payroll and will not be able to pay critical, critical bills. I don't understand this. Perhaps there's an alternative, that there's some distribution among the several stations for the $15,000, but to demand that KPFA give up the entire amount at a time when did people see the cash flow analysis that was prepared by KPFA? Maybe that only went to our LSB and not to the national. I don't know. I can send it, but the fact of the matter is that you're skating on thin ice here, and we will be in very, very terrible trouble. And I urge people to vote against this motion and to figure out another way to deal with it.
Okay, thanks.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
I don't know, but it's customary from us and from Robert Rule of Order that the person that made the motion is the one that had the explanation on the motion, right?
Oh, no.
Motivation.
Yeah, motivation, right.
Yes.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Thank you.
Hi, Jim.
Okay, you want to motivate the motion, but I caution people when you make your motions, please, if you want to motivate it, say it up front so that we don't have to come back. But yes, Adriana, could you go ahead and motivate your amendment?
Yes. The main reason is because, obviously, when we saw the accounts, the only KPFA owed more than $51,000 in central service and PRI from this year only. And the problem is we have a lawsuit. Well, all of us know that it's a lawsuit. If we don't make this payment, we will lose much, much more than that. We have a lawsuit, and the only reason that the lawsuit is not going forward, thanks to the director of the doing this, is because we are making the election a reality. If we don't pay, that election is not a reality. Okay? We must pay. Doesn't matter what. Thank you.
Okay, the next person I have is the CFO. Sam.
Yeah, so I would say that it is not at all feasible to force KPFA to make this payment because they have made it very clear. The cash flow analysis that Margie was talking about, they are even struggling to make the payment for the payroll for September 15th. And that is the reason why they have not made a payment of central services. If at all, they are counting to make a payment of central services for September 30th, and that money can be utilized by the national office. And that, too, will be available only after the third week or the fourth week of September. So, I think this is totally out of context. It's completely divorced from realities. The second point I would like to make is that there is substantial balance, I mean substantial, at KPFK, which can be utilized for this purpose. This fact should not be ignored. That is the point I would like to make.
Okay. Let's hear from Lydia, our executive director, and I'm Jen. Unless you want to go first, Janet?
Well, unless time runs out. I mean, if there's enough time, it's fine if Lydia goes before me.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay. How much time is it?
Subject matter timekeeper, Bill. How much time we have on it? Bill? Hello?
This is Grace for the stack.
Well, first of all, is Bill Crozier on the line? Okay,
so I keep speaking,
so... Okay, well, let's hear from Lydia, and then we'll come back with Bill.
So, first of all, I wanted to
correct the fact that they keep saying that KPFK has been excused. KPFK paid its central services in advance for other payments, including the last election's payment and the auditor, what was due to the auditor, since the national office did not have it. So it was credited against their future central services because, as we do right now, and due to issues having to do with arbitration issues.
You're not speaking. Could you mute your phone? There's a lot of background. Could everybody mute their phone? Does not speak. Okay, Lydia.
Yes, and so due to some issues that can only be discussed in executive session, but that Sam, I believe, is very much aware of, that we are legally bound to meet certain our obligations relative to our bargaining unit and processes having to do with arbitration, which I will not go into, and it would make it prohibitive for KPSK to meet, but it couldn't meet those if we can't squeeze blood out of a turnip, as they say. And KPSK has picked up repeatedly, has been current with its central services since last summer, and has now paid them in advance, and so we are in the situation that we are, and it's a matter of just having the cash on hand. So I would recommend that the board members vote for this motion and that they also include what is due to the NES. Thank you.
Okay. Can I make a question? This bill, we're past time.
Janet.
Okay. Bill,
if I can make a quick comment.
Could we keep
Janet.
I know, okay, Janet, and we're going to have to get an extension to hear you. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we're 3 minutes over time. I was trying to speak up, but you couldn't hear me. Sorry.
Okay, this is Margie. I need to extend 5 more minutes.
Sam on the stack.
It's been requested to extend 5 minutes. Okay, is there any objection to extending 5 minutes? Without objection, the next person I have in the stack was Janet and Grace. Okay, Janet. Sam,
we haven't spoken. Right. So I move to amend Adriana's amendment to add that we also pay the NES $5,410 balance due.
What?
Let me see. What all
per what Lydia had described in her report.
Okay, could you submit that in writing, first of all?
Yes.
Okay. And you're requesting to amend...
Adriana's amendment.
Okay. You want to quickly motivate that?
Yes. When we have people working for us, we are legally bound to pay them, and there's an amount... due to the National Election Supervisor of $5,410, as Lydia had described. So this is, we shouldn't even need a motion to pay her, but I'm just amending to add that to this, to pay the NES for $5,410 balance due.
Okay, we'll take a stack on this amendment.
Margie.
Sam on the stack.
Okay, Margie and then Sam.
Liliana?
Okay, this is totally making me completely insane. We have no plan to solve our financial problem. We don't even know what we're going to do. There's no way, nobody's got a plan on the table. The stations have not been required to provide cash flow analyses. KPFA did one, which I'm sorry didn't get to this board, and I will happily forward it to you. But this is like cloud cuckoo land. We're talking about moving money around, which is going to leave us desperate in some area or another. We have to have a plan. We have to figure out what we're doing. We can't just make a motion to do something because we feel like it. It's crazy. And if people don't understand how desperate our situation is, I don't know what to tell you. And I'm just saying that the idea that we'll just casually pass a motion that something should be paid when we don't know, for example, what other critical bills are out there, how serious it would be if we missed some of those payments, and it puts us in a terribly, terribly vulnerable position. And it's no way to run a business is all I can say. And I don't know what else to say. Thank you.
Okay. What's your personal privilege?
What's your personal privilege, Jenna?
I will ask the chair to remind members that they cannot put intention of us. And the member just mentioned that we willy-nilly just put motion there without any intentions and without any idea how to do it. I want to remind members that we are very seriously in a court case. That is a seriousness of
the case. Okay, Adriana, you got to focus on the personal privilege, and we recognize your personal privilege. We remind members not to question the intentions of other members. Okay, next person was Sam.
Bill.
Yeah. I want to kind of remind all the members with the due respect that they should look at the cash flow situation and look at the balance. And I am paid to do this job. I am the CFO. If my opinion matters at all, I cannot say more that this is such an irresponsible resolution or such a say would be so devastating. The KPFA does not have the money. They would hardly make their payroll. And then if the funding is cut off, they will not be able to make the central service payment for even September 30th. So the national office will not be able to make its payroll. So I don't know where we are going with this. I mean, this is, like Margie is kind of at loss of words. I am at loss of words to explain. The other thing is that I fully understand the legal obligations that KPFK has. But they can be all made through partial settlements, through staggered payments, what we have done in the past. It does not have to be immediate. If we have to go, move forward, we have to find a real solution, not this kind of arrangement. I mean, I'm at a loss of words to explain.
Okay, Bill.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Can you?
Well, we're at time now, and I just I'm not going to move to extend, so I'll be quiet.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
I was asking how much time we have over.
Well, Bill would say we're out of time, so we're going to go.
We're out of time, and I'm not going to move to extend. So I call for a vote.
Okay. We're out of time, so we'll have to go to the vote. We have pending, we have one motion, and we have an amendment, and then an amendment to the amendment. So the first thing we're going to vote on is Janet's amendment to the amendment, which is... Janet, could you briefly repeat what it is so everybody understand what they're voting on? Amendment to the amendment.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Loopup is recording this call for the call leader's future use.